Unit 3. Exercise 12.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ERP rollout kickoff call. We've already signed the contract with Talking Software and have identified you as relevant stakeholders for this call. I'll pass over to Elizabeth to explain the project.
Hi, everyone. Okay, I'd like to explain the next 9 months when we will be rolling out the ERP software across the Cleverbox business units. Sticking to these dates is a critical success factor, as we do not want any slippage. First of all, Jane, I understand you own IT infrastructure with the MPLS network required to be in by the 17th of Feb and the data centre ready by the 22nd at the latest. Any delay here will be a bottleneck for the entire programme. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
Great. Pedro will liaise with you all to ensure data and software templates for each department are completed on time and within spec. Pedro, would you mind explaining the work streams involved?
Sure. First of all, we need to identify all the data that you each have to migrate to the new system, which I would like at the end of this month. Then each department will construct a data template in the software. This needs to be done before the end of next month. This will help to remove any dirty or unclean data from being input to the new system. After that, the database will be configured to accept the template and data on the 15th of March. Finally, any customization of your templates or processes must be completed 1 week later.
Thanks, Pedro. Once this is complete, we will start the cutover to the new software, department by department, starting with finance. On the first Monday of each month, we will put in place a data freeze on your old application. Approximately 1 week later, we will begin the data migration, which will take about 5 weeks per department. Then testing will begin. Testing and problem resolution will last about 4 weeks, then that department will be cut over. Any questions?
It's Mustafa here. We have to migrate the data starting on the 8th of April. That would be general ledger and payroll for us. Can we include cash management and accounts payable?
Yes, Mustafa. They are within scope, so it's okay. That reminds me, if anyone has anything that's out of scope, then we can fast-track a change control as long as we receive the request by the end of March.
HR here. Will our data freeze for May 3rd mean we have to stop hiring people?
No, Chuck. You can input new employees' data straight into the new templates.
Hi, it's manufacturing. The testing between August 18th and September 24th, when we cut over, is a very important dependency for us. Can we extend the test period until September 30th?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid we can't do. We can't afford any slippage at all.
Elizabeth, it's Sandra. What about if we want to cut over early before our deadline on August 23rd?
Sandra, that's fine if you are happy that the testing is complete and you've signed it off.
No more questions? Okay then. In terms of governance, we will have a stakeholders call like this once a month to make sure we deliver a successful handover on the 29th of October. Thanks for your time. Goodbye.